Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The Score!
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor, but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on The Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Good morning, welcome in. Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. I suck so you don't have to. Let's find out who else is here. Let's take roll. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man, do we suck?
Pat Fitzgerald.
Sometimes you got to embrace the suck.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys suck. Hey, when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby.
Oh, my God, this suck.
Random Bears fan. Terry Bores.
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks.
I wouldn't say seeking perfection. It's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I told you that, and that's all I can say.
George Went.
We had fun, but there you go. I suck.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Cesar Perez.
What's going on, Steve?
Hey, glad you're here, Cesar. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the air. So thank you. And there's some people who would wish you weren't here so that we could not be on the air. But we are on the air. This is Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767. That'll get you to our listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit the BetQL.com. Visit that website. Okay, that number, 312-644-6767, also gets you to the Score's Tech Zone. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. We have a ticket giveaway later on today, fellow suckageers. I will tell you that. But first, all the bad stuff. So, yeah, we're going to talk about the White Sox. All the bad stuff. The last time the White Sox had a winning homestand was in April. Specifically, April 12th through April 17th. That was their first homestand. 3 months ago. That remains their only winning homestand, those World Series or bust White Sox. They went 4-2. They went win-win-loss against Seattle and Tampa. It was so long ago, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, that, and you should be sitting down for this, Dallas Keuchel won a game that gave the Sox the AL Central lead by a half game. To repeat, Dallas Keuchel won a game that gave the Sox the AL Central lead by a half game. Only once since then, on any homestand, have the Sox won two games in a row. That was against the Tigers. That was 2 weeks ago. And then they went on that trip before the All-Star break where they went 5-3. And in the middle of that, I asked you this musical question. I did it last week. Don't stop believing or won't get fooled again. And I said last Saturday it would be just like the Sox, just like this year's Sox team with the manager and the incompetent play and the disinterest and the injuries. It would be just like this Sox team to sweep the Twins last weekend, move two games over 500 and within a half game of the division lead. And then at their hottest and most dangerous time this season, they would take off for the All-Star break, and then come back and lose six in a row. Well, they took 3 of 4 from the Twins. I was wrong about that. They came back from the All-Star break, and here we are. Just 5 losses from my prediction, because the alleged Sox ace gave up 6 runs and lasted only 3 innings, forcing his team to use 5 relievers the night before a doubleheader. And the Sox's vaunted lineup, the World Series or bust lineup, managed only 7 hits at home and only 2 runs at home and went 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position at home and made 2 more errors at home and fell under 500 overall and basically just sucked the life out of people at home, their home fans, who were dying to support them. And they did it the way the Sox have bumbled at every threat of positive momentum. I mean, think about it. Go back to what you've witnessed and where you are now. That first winning homestand, that only winning homestand, was followed by an 0-6 road trip to Cleveland, Minnesota. 6-game winning streak that included 5 straight in Wrigley and Fenway, followed by losing 4 of 6 at home. The doubleheader sweep in Yankee Stadium, remember that? Wasn't that great? God, I sound like Chris Farley now. Wasn't that great? Yeah, wow. And then they lost 6 of 8. That sweep in Detroit,
followed by losing 7-11. That sweep in San Francisco, followed by losing 4-5 to Minnesota and Detroit. So it's the same thing. Every time you want to believe, they kick you in the rocks. Brooks Boyer ought to know this. If he wanted to capture the zeitgeist of this home season, the next giveaway would be Kevlar Cup Night. But you know, here's the thing. As awful as they've been, as much as you want to just ignore them, they could match their season-best home winning streak. Again, it's only two. But they could match that season-best home winning streak by, or match it, I'm sorry, by sweeping today's doubleheader. It could happen. I mean, Yasmani Grandal drove in an actual run last night. He had an actual hit. And then if you remember, at the end, near the end of the game, Tim Anderson didn't bat. And he's not in the lineup today for game one. The lineup for one game one is out. And this is where they are. Their leadoff hitter is Josh Harrison, playing second base. Batting second, Yoan Moncada. Batting third, Andrew Vaughn, playing left. Abreu at first. Grandal DHing. Gavin Sheets in right. Sebi Zavala catching. Leury Garcia at short. Adam Engel in center field. This is with Johnny Cueto pitching. Johnny Cueto faces Tristan McKenzie in game one. McKenzie has an ERA of 3.2, 96 strikeouts. Johnny Cueto has been here 20 minutes. He has 9 quality starts of his 11 Sox starts. He has a B-WAR of 2.3. He has saved whatever this season might be. He's sort of the 2022 El Duque. And then you see there's Leury Garcia. And maybe there's no option. We don't know exactly what. I've not seen exactly what's gone on with Tim Anderson, if they've said anything. But he's not in the lineup right now. And as information as provided, a stat as provided by Jay Cuda, who does wonderful stuff and has offered this to White Sox fans looking at today's lineup. The White Sox have 4 players with an OPS plus of 70 among players who have over 175 at-bats this year. That's the most in baseball. Those players are the manager's pet, Leury Garcia. Actually, he's more of a fireable offense, Leury Garcia, followed by Grandal, Moncada, and A.J. Pollock. 3 of those 4 are in the lineup for game one after they lost at home to the Cleveland Guardians. Saturday suckage indeed. And by the way, those 4, Jay Cuda mentions, those 4 have a combined negative defensive runs saved D-WAR as well. They're hurting you on both sides, offensively, defensively, and the manager's pet starts, and he is a -1 B-WAR. And when Leury Garcia starts, the manager's team is 8 games under 500. So we're going to see what happened to Tim Anderson, waiting to see if there's any update on that. I don't know. Caesar, have you seen that? I'm checking Twitter. Here's what I've seen so far. James Fegan tweeted that Tony La Russa said Eloy Jimenez's left hand is sore but playable. He will start game 2. Game 2 will be started by Lance Lynn. Ooh, boy. 7.5 ERA. Ooh, boy. The question, this is Fegan's tweet going on about Eloy Jimenez. The question is where, as La Russa said, Jimenez is cleared to play left and to run as hard as he feels he can. And that's a day-to-day consideration. He was not at full bore last night. So that's where we are with your White Sox. That's not where we are. There's more bad things. Jay Cuda again, no AL team has allowed as many runs in their home stadium as the White Sox this season. The White Sox have allowed 253 runs in guaranteed rate field. That's worse than everybody. Right behind them are the Royals and the Rangers. And the run differential, this is supplied by NBC Sports' Chris Kamka, the Sultan of the Stat, NBC Chicago Sports, NBC Sports Chicago, I don't know, they got to shorten it. White Sox run differential at home is -67. You know, yesterday Rick Hahn met with the press, start of a homestand, he usually does that, and talking about trade deadline, the bullpen is the most obvious need. Well, I don't know, it looks like everything is. Look at what happened last night. Their alleged ace couldn't pitch. You could argue he was the wrong pitcher, but Giolito was not the worst call in the world. He had been hot lately. He had a good record, some good numbers against Cleveland. So that's all right. If they want to give some of their other arms a rest, that's fine. The most reliable thing you can do is give the ball to Cueto. He's the one you trust for everything that's made up about that. But you look, the lineup's not hitting. They're making errors. Everything's wrong with that team. And part of what Rick Hahn talked about, as you're listening to questions about Juan Soto, would they make a trade? And he says he's just not going to, he's going to go in radio silence. He's not going to say anything because the last time they talked about it, most notably Machado, it was really bad. It turned out bad. But here's the thing. Whether Rick Hahn talked about it or not along the way, whether he indicated that they are competitive with that, whether they've checked in on other players or not, including Bryce Harper, that's another one they didn't get. But the Machado thing exposed the Sox for misreading their leverage. They thought they could offer a 10-year contract, but the last 2 years were where Manny Machado had to prove he'd earned the last 2 years. The White Sox didn't understand, at least not then, who was in charge. The White Sox didn't understand who had leverage. Manny Machado had leverage. The White Sox had to give him 10 years at his salary if they wanted him. And they were so hurt, they thought they had it done. The White Sox played the game badly. Played the game badly off the field. They're playing the game badly on the field now. I will go back to what I thought, what I believed before, what I had gleaned from Steve Stone years and years ago. The former Baltimore Oriole would talk about Hank Peters, the Orioles general manager, when they suffered injuries, when they suffered setbacks. The White Sox have certainly suffered a load of injuries for position players. Hank Peters told Steve Stone, they're looking for us to go get a hitter, we're going to go get a pitcher. And the White Sox could use another starting pitcher. You want to improve the bullpen? That's great. Get another starting pitcher. Not Jose Quintana. That was the latest rumor. Why Jose Quintana? Because you know him? Why? What's he going to do? You don't need innings eaten up anymore. You need innings dominated. You need a starting staff to dominate. You can't have Lucas Giolito do what he did. You also can't have this lineup do what it did. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to somebody who covers the White Sox, and we'll see what the news of the day is today, and we'll get on with it. But first, I told you we had tickets to give away, Saturday Suckageers. We have a set of four tickets to see Athletes Unlimited bring their innovative brand of professional softball back to Parkway Bank Sports Complex. That's the one in Rosemont. The date is Friday, July 29th. Don't miss your chance to see the best in the sport from now through August 29th. Get your tickets today at auprosports.com. But right now, there's a set of four tickets for the sixth caller to the Scores contest line. I said contest line, 312-540-0670. Saturday suckage like it ought to be.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Steve Rosenblum. It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Abreu, fair ball down the line. Anderson's going to score. Moncada hustling. He's being held up at third by Joe McEwing. Slides back in, an RBI double for Jose Abreu.
And who can you call on to get the White Sox back in the ball game?
And the crowd back into the game.
Gets a slider on the inside corner. Keeps the hands in tight. Man, he's just a pure hitter. Balanced, consistent, and he just finds a way to drive in runs. Nothing you can do about that.
Well, that was half the White Sox highlights. Jose Abreu drives in a run. Who are we thanking for that, Caesar? I just forget. Baseball's all over the place. We lizard lick towing. Is that who we thank for that? Apple TV. Thank you, Apple TV, for the one White Sox highlight. It's just okay. They remain the embarrassment. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. We're gonna find out why the White Sox suck. Why they are able to. Why they are far beyond my grasp of suckage. We're going to the Score hotline. Guests join us, courtesy of Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, and from the Sun-Times. No, he's not. I lied to you. It's from the Chicago Tribune. He's Lamon Pope. Lamon, thanks for joining me today. Why do the White Sox suck at home?
Good morning, Steve. I mean, that has been one of the big mysteries so far this season. Last year, they had the best home record in the American League. They've been able to find some success on the road. I think, you know, they entered at the All-Star break. I think the Houston Astros were the only team that had more road wins than the White Sox. A couple teams that they were able to match them at 27. But at home, it's like the splits as far as, and it's not just the offensive splits, but you know, offensively, they perform so much better on the road. On the mound, they perform so much better on the road, and it's just been shocking to see. So then, you know, you finish off the prior to the All-Star break, winning 5 out of 6 on the road, going winning those last two in Cleveland, winning three out of four against Minnesota, and you pinpoint, all right, you begin the second half at home against the Guardians again. It's an opportunity to get over 500. It's an opportunity to get even with the Guardians in the standings. And right out of the gate, 4 runs in the first, and you find yourself in a huge hole, and that's something that they weren't able to recover from.
Yeah, nobody, whatever happened last week, nobody really trusts this lineup to come back from 4-0, whereas last year there was no lead too big, nothing. You weren't worried about it, or they didn't seem too worried about it, and there were moments where you thought, yeah, this team's going to come back because that's what this team does. And now it's not as though they're, I'm not saying they fold easily. We've seen teams do that. I don't see these White Sox folding. I just see the ineptitude being, and nobody, and I don't even think it's one guy leading. I just think it's a general lack of execution, failure at the plate, failure to, I don't know, play baseball in a most basic way. And I'm floundering around, and I don't know if there's a term for it. What it just seems that the simplest answer is the right answer, and they always look worse when they're not hitting. So what is it they look like to you that is the most central, most important thing, Lamont Pope of the Chicago Tribune? What is the thing they're missing most when they play at home?
Well, Steve, I mean, you mentioned a lack of execution. I mean, I think the big thing is just the ball's not leaving the park for them, right? I mean, you know, the opportunity for, you know, instant offense when you get a home run, you know, that's something obviously we saw a little bit during that road trip. And it's something that this team last year, they had a lot of pop. They're able to, among the best in the American League in that department. And this year, it just hasn't been a consistent source of for the offense. And so you take a look at last night's game, you know, you played the highlight at the top of this segment, and it was, you know, it was a double, right? It's an inability to kind of, you know, it's one thing to kind of string together hits, but you got to be, it's tough enough to hit in the major leagues, right? But when you're having to string together 3, 4, 5 hits an inning to try to, you know, generate a rally, that just doesn't happen. And that's why this team isn't executing the way it is. I mean, you know, in the first inning, they had 2 runners on, didn't score. Second inning, first two guys get on, you know, double play and then a strikeout. And then the third inning, as you play there, you finally come on through. But then after the third inning, you know, they had 5 hits for the first 3 innings and then 2 hits for the rest of the game. And so when the ball's not leaving the park, when you're not able to get, you know, generate, and this is a lineup, obviously, you know, that was so dependent upon, the expectation was, you know, when you have a healthy Robert, when you have a healthy Eloy Jimenez, when you have a healthy Yasmani Grandal, you know, those are big portions of guys that can hit the ball at the ballpark. And obviously, you're missing just getting Grandal back, Eloy just getting back, you know, kind of still working his way on back from the previous injury. And now with Luis out again, you know, it's those are some big power sources that just aren't there. But yeah, overall, it's just as you said, you know, just the lack of execution when you do have those guys on, that's been noticeable and that we've seen all season long. Just the inconsistency from the offense on a day in and day out basis that's got this team in a position where they are one game under 500.
There's something much more. There are more tangible things to talk about, but I know in other sports, I've seen teams that were awful at home because of the pressure, because fans were quick to boo. The expectations were really great the way they were for the White Sox teams. And some of the best hockey I ever saw played was by road teams because they didn't feel the pressure to perform, to show off, to do for their home fans what everybody expected them to do. And the more patient team would end up scoring goals. I don't know if that's a part of what you've seen with these White Sox, but baseball just seems to be baseball. Throw strikes, catch the ball, and they don't seem to be able to throw the ball on any consistent basis, catch the ball on any consistent basis, or hit the ball on any consistent basis. But you see them on the road, too. Is there a difference in their demeanor?
Yeah, Steve. I haven't really sensed it in the clubhouse or you know, watching the games either on the road or here that there's any more added pressure playing in front of this home crowd. I mean, you nailed a couple of things. You know, the those little, it's not even just the physical errors, but it's some of the mental errors that you've seen throughout the season that kind of creep on in from time to time. I mean, you know, obviously, coming back from that, you know, they had that really good series in San Francisco, played one of their best games of the season that Sunday, and then Monday, you know, they're here playing the Minnesota Twins. Really tight game, right? You know, Moncada gets a hit, tie the ball game up at two. You have runners on first and second, no one out. Pollock drives one, drives ball to you know, right center field. Buxton makes this catch, and then ends up being a triple play. And it's just like, you know, those type of, that's the most obvious example of just, you know, some of the lack of execution, lack of the fundamentals that have shown through at portions of the season for this team. But those are the things that have been adding on up, and that's the reason one of the reasons why this team is where it's at. It's been a disappointing season. I mean, the guys have said it themselves. Everyone, no one's hiding from that fact. But it's like, how can you kind of become the team that everyone sort of expected you to be, when it's like, well, you know, you have to kind of, you're in a position where every single play, every single situation, you know, your margins are so small because you're just not hitting as much, or you're just not producing as much. So any small thing that pops on out is going to cost you, and that's been the things that have really hurt this team throughout this season.
So as Dean Vernon Wormer would say, to paraphrase him, bad, unlucky, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. No way to go through a baseball season. So let's talk about the unlucky part, and that would be, why isn't Tim Anderson in the lineup? What about Eloy Jimenez and Louis Robert? As long as they're there, let's do this thing. Give us an update. Anderson first.
Yeah, we'll see Anderson in the second game. He's A-okay. I mean, he was pitching hit four in the ninth inning, but Tony said during the pregame here that it's just an opportunity just to go ahead and get the game in it. And so Tim will be in the lineup. You know, obviously, coming on off, you know, he's one person other than William that had to do all the activities with the All-Star break. You know, Tony would put it that, you know, it's not a day off because he's playing game two, obviously. But yeah, you know. So that's the answer to Anderson. Eloy, you know, they get hit by a pitch during last night's game. Tony said he's sore, but he will be in the lineup for game two. It's just a question of whether he will be in the outfield or be back as the designated hitter. You know, he didn't really look all that great running yesterday. So I mean, if they were asking me, I would recommend probably him being the DH for game two. It's still a process, you know, after the injury that occurred in Cleveland, running down that fly ball in left center field. You know, obviously missed the final four games leading up to the All-Star break. And so that's going to be a big question. It's like, how often can he play left field? Tony said that he's cleared to play left field. And so that's why, you know, it's a possibility for this for game two. But it's a situation where how often will he be available to play left field, and how often do you have to DH him in a team that has so many guys that are kind of in that sort of DH mode, right? So we want to try to get him out on the field as possible, as often as possible, because you have so many other guys that's going to kind of slot into that DH spot. But then again, you know, how healthy is he to kind of do all the work that's needed to play out in the outfield as well? And then with Robert, you know, he's put on the IL, and he is expected to be eligible to come off next Friday when the Sox return here to play Oakland. You know, lightheadedness, blurred vision, and when we had the chance to talk to Rick Hahn yesterday, he mentioned how it really was more affecting him out in the field and playing center field more so than at bat. And you saw that a couple times here, a couple of balls in the Twin series in which plays that he would normally make. And you're talking about a you know, Gold Glove winner, you know, type player. And there are plays that normally he would get to, or at least make a better read on, that he just didn't do that. And so after the first inning in that second game of the series, they took him on out, and he hasn't been back since, and he hasn't done any baseball activities since. And so that's part of the thing that they're going to have to eventually get him ramped on up before he's able to get on back to the lineup.
Lamond, I want to go back to Tim Anderson. I'm still trying to get a handle on what exactly happened there. What he was pinch hit for, and he's not okay to play. Yeah. What is? I'm sorry. Yeah. Say again.
No. He's they just going to go ahead and give him the afternoon game off, and then he'll be in the lineup this evening. So yeah, nothing from an injury standpoint. Like I said, Roberson was mentioning how. Tim was essentially going to the All-Star game, not having essentially a day off during the All-Star break. He figures that this is an opportunity to have him rest in the opener of the Twin Bill, and then have him in the lineup here this evening. Is that a little clear?
I guess as clear as the Sox manager could be. I often wonder what he's mumbling through and what I'm trying to parse through. And they don't need closed captioning. They just need an explainer as he goes along. But this is a guy who continues to. Does he know that Leury Garcia, when Leury Garcia starts, the White Sox are 8 games under .500? Does he know that? Big metrics guy that he is. Because Tony uses all the metrics he can. Does he know that they suck with Leury Garcia starting?
I mean, it's a situation where, when this team has been dealing with, I guess to answer your question, I'm sure he knows the numbers.
And doesn't care, because he's a Hall of Famer baseball person. All right, I won't make you speak for I answer for him. That's a bad thing I do. I apologize. Lamond, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. You get back to writing all the suckage that we try to prevent here on the Saturday Suckage Show. Thanks, Lamond.
Thanks, Steve. Anytime.
All right. That's Lamond Pope. He covers the White Sox for the Chicago Tribune. Wow, what a thing. All right, so we'll take a break. I got some programming notes. One more. You know what? We got another giveaway here. I got a giveaway, fellow Suckageers. I have another set of 4 tickets to see Athletes Unlimited bring their innovative brand of professional softball back to Parkway Bank Sports Complex. That's in Rosemont. And the tickets are for Friday, July 29th. Don't miss your chance to see the best in the sport from now through August 29th. Get your tickets today at auprosports.com. Be the 6th caller to the Scores contest line. That number is 312-540-0670. And among the broadcast news, among the broadcast notes, includes a replay of the Eddie Olczyk interview. Top of the hour, I will talk with Score legend Jay Zawoski. We will talk about Eddie O's exodus, and I'll let you know when Eddie O's emotional interview on the Score earlier this week will be re-aired. I'm Steve Rosenblum. It's Saturday Suckage. I must suck at sucking because the White Sox are just out of my realm. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Steve Rosenblum. It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Doors. LA Rock and Roll. Love that. Love them. Here we go. Thank you. Welcome in. Welcome back. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Today on Saturday Suckage, we just finished up with Lamond Pope, who covers the White Sox for the Chicago Tribune. He'll be going into some kind of therapy for what he has to do and what he did on this show. At noon, Jay Zawoski will be here. Was terrific to get to know at the Score, and it's just like the Jay Zawoski story is wonderful. And now he is part of the CHGO. Is that how it's pronounced, Caesar? I never remember. So
I believe it's CHGO.
CHGO. On the Blackhawks, Jay's a terrific, he's the oracle of the Blackhawks, the modern day oracle. And what the Hawks did this week, it just when you think they can't be any dumber, they can't be any more tone deaf. We knew they were depraved. We knew they covered it up. We knew they had a high degree of despicability. I believe the family that owns, the guy that owns the team, I believe they bought and paid for that investigation that the NHL didn't want to know anything other than it's not the owner's fault. Fire everybody else. I don't believe that the owner didn't know about their depraved actions. And then he showed that he doesn't care, Rocky Wirtz. The way he responded at a town hall meeting when Phil Thompson of the Tribune and Mark Lazarus of the Athletic asked questions about Kyle Beach and the investigation and what seemed to be a conflict of interest by Jenner and Block, and I guess they needed the money. I don't understand why you would do that. The appearance of conflict is a conflict, period. Law firms should know that. Maybe they do and they don't care. Maybe it's all about the billing. But the idea that that depraved organization could continue to do dumb things and now they're essentially kicking Eddie Olczyk out the door at one of the more critical times in this franchise's history. I'll discuss that with Jay. There's more to say on that. That's at the top of the hour. Eddie O himself was part of Eddie O is a former score hand, in case you didn't know. Eddie would do weekend shows, just like this one, only he would do better ones than this one. But Eddie O did some score talk shows, and he's been a regular guest and a wonderful ambassador for hockey, a wonderful voice, a wonderful story, hometown kid. He is, I would venture to say, the most popular Blackhawk not in the Hall of Fame. If you're talking about somebody, Makita, Hull, Savard, you did all those guys that you would love, Tony Esposito, and there's reason you love them. They were spectacular on the ice. Eddie scored 342 goals for about 342 different teams. I think he has a jersey for every team, and they needed to add a wing to that house. But he is, I would venture to say, the most beloved Blackhawk player not in the Hall of Fame. He will be there, I think, as an announcer. And the Blackhawks, this new, the son running the team and Jamie Faulkner, these people seem clueless about what to do about this team, about how to market this team, about where they go. And you've run what I think is your best ambassador. There is one person in that organization you can point to and say, that guy has credibility. And they just ran him out the door, and he's going to be with Seattle, and he's going to be on a broadcast with John Forslund, and that is going to be voted in the Athletics voting. That will be the number one broadcast team. You've got a guy who will be in the Hall of Fame in Eddie, and a guy who could be in the Hall of Fame in John Forslund there. Professionals, top-tier professionals, top-shelf professionals. That is going to be spectacular as a broadcast. And that will help that team. That's a franchise that knows what it's doing. This organization here, I don't get it. Chicago kid, a guy with credibility in an out front for an organization that needs credibility. And they have no idea what they're doing. They are continuing to faceplant. Eddie was on the Score, on the Score's 30th anniversary show on Wednesday. He was on with Mully and Hall. I'll bring that back to you. That'll be later in the show. It's a long interview. It's interesting. It's emotional. It's Eddie. It's Mully and Haw doing their best work. It's Eddie being his most, I don't want to, vulnerable, but he's certainly honest and transparent, and he's letting you know how he feels. We all knew this. We all knew that he bled Blackhawks. He grew up with them. He was drafted by them. I mean, I remember coming into Chicago Stadium when I was covering the LA Kings in 84, Eddie's rookie year. And this was a Blackhawks team. They had Savard. They had Wilson. Dennis Savard was the most electric player in the league in the 80s. I know there was Gretzky and there would be Lemieux. But as far as electric guy who could bring you out of your seats, that was Savard. And I remember the sound in the stadium when Eddie touched the puck. Maybe Eddie got used to it. I never did, because that was Chicago responding to a Chicago guy. And it was a spectacular sound. Kids, ask your parents about the Chicago Stadium. It was the glass on the rink was less than 200 feet from the doors. That's the kind of Thunderdome it was. And when Eddie got the puck, it was unbelievable. Wait, this guy's a rookie. Well, and then I found out, well, he's a Chicago rookie. They love him here. They love their own. And that's that. And now he's leaving. And it was a terrific interview. That will be later on in the show, 135. I'll replay the whole thing. I want to make sure you get all of it. At 1240, Mark Grody will be here. He should have been here last week. It was Harrison Ford's birthday. We find out whether he stole the Probasicin or not. Mark Grody will be here because today starts Bears rookie camp. The veterans will show up, and the losses will begin in a hurry. That's what's going on. Mark Grody will be here at 1240. 1 o'clock, Evan Altman, the editor-in-chief at Real Cubs Insider, co-host of The Rant. The Cubs made their draft picks. The Cubs are, well, you got to look at Juan Soto. You're looking to trade Ian Happ. You're looking to trade Wilson Contreras. You got a chance to trade David Robertson. The Yankees suffered a major bullpen injury. So they're going to make a bunch of moves. They'll get worse. But the idea of Juan Soto out there, that's Ted Williams. Kids, ask your parents who Ted Williams was. And every statistic you see about Juan Soto's accomplishments, they're all about a guy being under 24. It's about Ted Williams. That's who his comp is. Talk to Evan Altman about that, whether he thinks it could happen or not. And also, on our broadcast airwaves, I want to remind you of this. The only local broadcast of Cubs-Phillies, Cubs slaughtered the Phillies 15-2 yesterday. The only local broadcast of Cubs-Phillies baseball Sunday is on The Score, right here. Pregame starts at 10:30 a.m. I have more tickets to give away because I'm a giver, not a taker. Saturday's suckageers, get a load of this. We have a set of 4 tickets to see Athletes Unlimited. They are bringing their innovative brand of professional softball back to Parkway Bank Sports Complex in Rosemont on Friday, July 29th. Do not miss your chance to see the best in the sport through August 29th. Get your tickets today at auprosports.com. Be the 6th caller to The Score's contest line, 312-540-0670. Take a break from Saturday Suckage. Come back with someone I'm very fond of. We'll talk Blackhawks with Jay Zawoski, and we'll talk food because he's one of the founding members of the I'm Fat podcast. We love the I'm Fat podcast around here. This is Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.